At this point in time, Solo Leveling's done. We finished it.
Solo Leveling.
So, I guess let me ask you this. Out of 10, how would you rate Solo Leveling?
I'll give it like a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a 10.
That's mad generous of you.
It's not a 10 because the first 3 episodes were too slow.
That's still crazy to me.
Whole point, Ducky.
You don't be rating shit high. I get accused of rating everything high.
Because you do.
Oh, that's that good shit.
Yo. It's your boys. Brother Ooch. It's me. We are the Full Power Podcast. Yes, we're back. Yes, we're back. We're missing one though. And by God, guys, I really tried. I tried. 3 weeks, I know. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I tried, but, you know, life happens. And, you know, it's you got to make lemonade with the lemons you got. You know what I'm saying?
Squeeze them, Jones.
Squeeze them. You do whatever you got to do, you know, I guess. So let's get right into it. Bro, how are you doing today, sir?
Terrible.
Where's my... There it is. We can get into that. So let me just plug really quick. So if you wanna hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, Wrapped, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully that by then we'll have our uplifting by that point. Hit us up, Full Power Podcast over on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. Help support the set and everything. I mean, look at the things that we have here now. This is a big shout out to Papa Ooch. Randomly decided to just get things for the set. So it was super nice of him. And I figured it'd be super dope to have that shield by where you're sitting because of, you know, your amazing comment you had recently said about,
oh, who cares about fucking Captain America?
So now you get the shield. Now you get the shield. And if you have a comic question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art you're trying to sponsor, hit us up. FullPowerPod@gmail.com. That's FullPowerPod@gmail.com. All the socials will be in the description as always, per usual. So yes, we're gonna get right into this. This is gonna be some sort of a catch up episode because it's been 2 weeks. So apologies in advance, or not in advance. What the fuck am I saying? Apologies now, okay? Because obviously we haven't been here for 2 weeks, but rightfully so. IQ Ooch has been a scholar and an academic. In his robotics and all that kind of stuff. So he's been out. He was literally in Texas. So now he's recovering at this point because, you know, we tried to get him on for to not miss out a third week in a row. And man's was asleep. So it is what it is. But send him your regards in the comments and what you guys want to hear him talk about when he comes back. Hopefully fucking next week. Hopefully. Okay. So anyways, so why do you feel like shit? Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All I gotta say is Lakers. Laker Nation.
Okay, what's going on with the Laker Nation?
Well, as you may know, we are in the playoffs. You know, some serious shit now. It's best of 7. 4 games to win. Loss is unacceptable.
Trying to eat a freaking protein bar while he's doing this, but
yeah, we're facing the defending champs, the Nuggets, Denver Nuggets. They got some people on their squad, you know. They got number one MVP Jokic, I like to call him.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
got a mental game,
right?
And then, you know, they got Murray. He's known as like a fourth quarter closer. Does his job very well. Point guard, superstar type shit. I don't even know why the fuck I'm hyping him up, but
hey, do you think
those intro nuggets? But yeah, no, all the games against Lakers versus Nuggets have been really close. Well, they really should low-key be considered almost a blowout in a sense, because we gain a lead, a double-digit lead at that, okay, by the halftime. So mm-hmm. there's only two more quarters left, and then we have a hard time closing.
Mm.
So, like, closing out the game. So, like, for example, first game we was up, like, 15 at the half. Mm. And then third quarter went complete shit, like, halfway through. Or, like, the whole quarter, actually. And then we just lost it in the fourth.
What happened?
A lot of discombobulated shit all at once. You know what I mean? So, it was, like, we weren't getting good positions offensively. Turning the ball over a little bit in the third quarter, and then that's what led to the Nuggets essentially catching back up, shortening the lead, and then overall making all the right plays in the fourth quarter to win the ball game. And that was in the first game. First game was like, you know, the tester. Where are we? Can we keep up with them? Yeah, we can. Fucking Lakers. We got Bron AD.
Mm.
Andy Lowski. Ice in veins, motherfucker. I mean, but whatchamacallit. Yeah, no, the second game was just, that was last night, that was demoralizing. Shot in the fucking face. Type shit. Nigga, my fucking heart sunk. At the end of the game, because we lost to a buzzer beater. So. But oh, we were up 20 though.
That's
at the half. Or like going into the third quarter, where there was only like 10 minutes to go, we was up by 20. And then when it hit like the 6 minute mark or something in the third quarter, then we just started to not flow no more, because we were doing, like, from what I could tell, it was more stagnated offense where we try to slow the game down. I don't know why we were trying to slow the game down. We should have just probably kept playing, you know, the offense we was running in the first half to get us that lead in the first place. But we just started playing slow, letting them set up the defense. I sound like a fucking coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but goddamn, yeah, nah. And then there was like some unquestionable, or not unquestionable, there was questionable foul calls and non calls, and there was like this wasn't the end all be all like situation, but it was a play where D'Lo was going into the paint, getting a layup, and then he got slapped in the face, so they call the foul. But then there's this rule where, you know, coaches or teams can now challenge calls. So, and if they succeed, they get it back and they can use it again for a second time. And I think each team only gets two tries, or, you know. So.
How long has that rule been in play?
Not long, honestly. I think maybe like 2 or 3 years.
So, oh, okay, so it's fairly new.
It's kind of fresh. But like even then, sometimes they get the call wrong. Or like they'll reverse a call that was actually right, if that makes sense. So for example, I'm gonna get into it. So D'Lo was going in for a layup, got hit in the face. Mind you, apparently, motherfucker, there was no foul, or there was marginal contact.
Marginal.
Before the ball left his hand. And so they reversed the call because he slapped him in the face after the whole non-marginal or marginal contact.
Mm.
So the ball left his hand, slapped him in the face, called the foul, but then they challenged it and it got reversed because, according to the fucking the replay center, apparently that's not a foul because the ball left his hand and it was after the fact. But like everybody's like going crazy about that shit, even though that may not be the reason they lost the game, because they blew a 20-point lead. But still, when you think about it, if the call never got reversed, that's two extra buckets.
Mm.
You know, that's two free throws, and that would give us a 2-point buffer. So regardless of whether we blew the 20-point lead or not, that's still a 2-point buffer that could still give us the W at the end of the day. Regardless of what happens after that. But it was kind of a momentum changer at the same time a little bit, because they got, when you win a challenge, the team that wins the challenge gets the ball back.
Right.
Regardless of whatever call it was. So, you know, they get an extra possession, we lose our possession, and we lose the two potential points that come from it. So it goes a lot into it. But, you know, we choked the third quarter, really. That's pretty much probably why we lost. For the most part, because we had like zero, we couldn't score. We didn't score like 5-6 minutes in one quarter.
Yikes.
And that's why we lost the lead to be honest, because we weren't exchanging buckets when we had the lead. Like, it was just dwindling down because we were lackluster,
mad errors and shit.
Yeah, and then when it came down to crunch time, Bron actually could have closed out the game.
I was about to ask, did he actually play?
No. Yeah. Everyone, you know, like Bron, AD played. They played exceptionally well. D-Lo
stepped the fuck up. That motherfucker,
because he struggled game one, so, and he had a point to prove, so he played a lot better. Melfi got 7 threes.
Ice. Ice. Okay.
Nah, but yeah, nah. We literally, that game was like practically perfect for us to win. Even like the first game, arguably, could have definitely taken that because of the lead we had. But we just can't hold on to the lead and close out. That's the main problem that I've found.
So the severity of this loss, I'm trying to figure how I want to ask you this. So obviously we're near playoff season, or are we in playoff?
No, we are. We're down 2-0.
Oh,
we're down 2-0.
Yeah,
we're down
2-0. I understand.
Lakers in six.
I understand the severity.
Lakers
now.
Lakers in six, regardless.
So okay.
So now we're going back to LA now, though.
Okay, we're going home.
We're going home. Okay. We had to deal with that extra altitude, apparently, over at the Denver.
That makes a difference, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played. I don't know
about it, but yeah,
all good players do. But
So do you think little things like that truly make a difference?
What do you mean? Like
altitude. Like, if I play on an incline, but the building is still level.
Because the air is different, low-key.
The air is different.
Well, in a sense.
But you're inside.
Regardless, if you want a higher altitude, it's different. Like, it's denser or some shit. I don't fucking know. Like, it's harder to breathe. Or like, you see what I'm saying? Like, the higher you go up.
But like, are you, like, in the sky?
No.
Okay, so what the fuck is...
I mean, I've never been to Denver, so I don't know about that shit. But apparently, like, they got different air quality or type shit. You know what I mean?
I see. So there's a lot of interesting factors that play into this then, huh? Because I've never heard of that shit.
We ain't trying to blame it on no fucking altitude. We're talking about the game. Because we had leads.
Uh-huh.
And we carried leads all the way up into the fourth, and then we just don't close out. So we just have a closing problem. Gotta shut that door. See what I'm saying?
I do.
But.
So, okay. So since we're in the playoff season right now.
Yeah.
So far, we as in Lakers. Laker Nation. We have no wins so far.
2-0. If we lose two more,
we're 0-2.
0-2, yes.
So the severity is, if we lose this next game,
now it's increasing.
We're done.
Well, we're not done, but we're like done.
Okay, so if they lose this next game,
if we lose on Thursday, because our next game's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
If we lose Thursday, then that means we're down 3-0, and we only need one more loss.
Okay, so you need to lose four.
Yeah, it's best of seven. So you need to win four out of the seven.
I see. Okay.
But we don't want to. We cannot afford to lose.
So let me ask you this.
This next game.
This is actually, I didn't think we'd ever talk basketball on this podcast, but you know, hey, it is what it is, right? So let me ask you, do you think it's bullshit when these series end up going the whole seven games? Do you think there's any backstage politics that goes on? Because put it this way, more games, more money.
Well, yeah.
More tickets being sold. I'm thinking of this as like a booker, as far as like, you know, I watch wrestling, obviously. There's no secret. Oh, jeez, there's no secret about that, right? So in the past, I have always thought and wondered that. Because, like, you know, basketball is real. Baseball's real. All these sports, they're real. But do you ever think of that? Has that thought ever crossed your mind at all, at any point, where it's just like, man, this is intriguingly weird that, you know, it's like, because think about it. Everyone's going to watch regardless, right? Especially if you're Laker Nation, right? Especially if you're Laker Nation. But, like, if there's a story to be told, right, that makes everything way more interesting, does
I mean,
it not?
I mean, the players make their own story.
Yeah, of course.
You know, depending on performance.
Everybody, so, but yeah, but that's the typical shit.
Like, do you understand how difficult, like, if this were true, how difficult that would be for, like, everybody, every team to be on the same page to be like, all right, you're losing today, nigga. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, I, no,
like,
trust
you're
me,
gonna
I
get blown
it.
Out today. I, like, you can't mentally.
No, I get it. But to that, you also mentioned that there was a few calls that were a little weird.
Oh, well, yeah. If anything, the refs can somewhat traject what happens.
Right.
Kind of. But for the most part, arguably, I would say no. But especially, like, with this replay center shit, even though they still managed to fuck up somehow, some way. But, I mean, the refs are, like, the only, like, people, like, you know, game to game that can kind of traject, like, how the game ends up playing out, like, how physical it can end up being. And, you know, it just decides on what they want to call, you know, depending on how physical the game is at that point and what they can see, because there's only like three refs per game or something, you know.
Yeah,
so I mean, they try to do it to the best of the ability, but sometimes they're just shit. So it doesn't, like, then it just becomes questionable at that point, you know, like, why didn't they call an actual foul? Because sometimes there are actual fouls that they don't call slash miss, or sometimes they'll just reverse it.
Yeah, see,
because of the replay center now. So it's just kind of bullshit.
The wrestling fan in me will always look at situations like that where it's like, oh, it's like an obvious foul. Like, why isn't it called? I will always look at those situations like, that's us. Mm-hmm. Like, that's some bullshit.
You know, because you see, the thing about it is, obviously, there's like betting in the world. So
right, that's like, exactly. See?
You see, because there's parlays. So, and I don't know what the rules are, and in the accordance to, you know, if refs are allowed to do parlays while they ref a game, for example, or some shit like that. I don't know if that is allowed in the NBA. Otherwise, the refs can potentially get banned or some type of suspension or something like that. Because apparently, this is some new shit. That's floating around Twitter and all that shit, but apparently the man on the Nuggets, his name is Michael Porter Jr., his brother or some shit, he's in the league on a different team, the Raptors, and he betted on himself and he won it, like, because he saw his parlay, like, he needed to get a certain amount of points, and he put, like, I don't know, a couple mil or a couple thousand, like,
what?
A couple hundred thousand on it, and he won, like, I forget the number exactly, but I think he got paid out like 41k or some shit.
Wow.
Like, a day, like, you know, because he hit it, but he got banned from the NBA for life.
Damn, for life?
Because he betted on himself, because players aren't supposed to bet on themselves, but they could still know what their parlay is, essentially.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's crazy.
But I don't know.
All right. Well, now we're in a deficit. We're down two.
Bringing it back home for two games.
So there's still hope.
No, there's still hope. I still believe Lakers in six. If not Lakers in six, because it has to be six. It's either six or seven, because we have to win four in order to move on. We cannot lose two. Cannot lose two now. But
no,
we definitely should. It should be 1-1 at the least. Cause last night, we just fell apart, sadly. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, in all my years of seeing you in your element, right? This is like one of the rare times where you get like this upset.
Bro, I was like this at work today, bro.
That's the thumbnail right there. Yeah, that's...
I was just in my chair just looking at the fucking ceiling.
Wow. You know, that actually... I didn't know. I honestly didn't know that you could feel like that.
It'd be to the point where I'd just be going on Twitter, scrolling through it, and then reloading to see new shit, like niggas talking about it, or like to see if I'm fucking crazy.
Super doom scrolling.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing on YouTube. Like, I'll literally watch all the ESPNs about the same niggas
just
talking about the same shit.
And over.
I'm just like, yo, I could get it over this shit.
You know, believe it or not, Brandon, this actually brings me back a few weeks, because this is a recap episode of what we've been up to, right? And I think since we've last been on, I had a similar situation with WrestleMania. Okay. Except there's no best of seven. It's a one and done. Okay.
We were in that situation because we were in the play-in, but we got out of it. Now we're in the playoff. Go on.
Yeah. Now, for me, when Roman Reigns lost.
We lost.
On night two.
He did.
So night one, The Rock and him faced off against Cody and Seth. Great tag match. It was actually really funny because I don't know if you know this, but there's a parent company that owns WWE now that also owns UFC. It's called TKO. TKO is this new company where they own the two, you know, companies, right? So at that board, right, The Rock is one of those members, like in real life. Like, it's not like a part of a story. Like, he is a board member, which by, I guess, a humongous technicality, he is everyone's boss in WWE, right? So they translate that and they say, okay, how can we use this? So since he's been a part of this whole WrestleMania program, one of his new monikers is he's the final boss. So it's been super fun to watch and keep track, but like, obviously, in a tag match, there's rules, right? You can't use weapons. You can't, like, do shit, right? But the funny thing is, when they were, like, you know, remember in wrestling, there's, like, a 10 count. Like, if they're on the outside, like, if they don't beat the 10, then you lose by ring out. The Rock would yell at the referee, and he'd be like, you better stop fucking counting, or I'll fire you, right? So ultimately, that tag match was not just a regular tag match. It was like they were fighting in the crowd. They were doing whatever the fuck they wanted to do, and the ref had to just let it go, or else his job was on the line. So it made the stakes a lot higher. And obviously, if the Bloodline, aka The Rock and Roman Reigns, won that, then night two's main event with Cody and Roman would be a Bloodline rules, which is like basically the same thing as what they did that time. So that match was godlike. It was very good. The Rock pinned Cody Rhodes, who like ultimately later goes on to beat Roman, and now he's the current undisputed champion. But the fact that The Rock pinned the current champ says a lot. And it's actually like it's super interesting. So it's like, okay, we had night one, but as a lot of educated fans will feel, and like, even despite what I wanted to happen,
so Cody's the champ. How the fuck did he beat Roman?
Okay, well,
doesn't even make sense.
He beat him clean, in all seriousness, in all fairness, no bullshit. I'm not gonna like come up with excuses as to how or why, you know, in storyline, I guess it was time.
They just wanted a new champ.
I mean, not for anything. Our boy was champ for 1,316 days. That's 1,316. That's almost 4 years.
Tough. Yeah. Storyline.
So, speaking of storyline, Cody, this whole thing, this whole time, he's like, I gotta finish the story. Man, fuck that shit. Right? I was on the camp of, I don't care about his story. Because to me, the bigger story here is that Roman Reigns has been on a tear for 4 years. Everybody they threw at him, John Cena, done. Edge, done. Daniel Bryan, done. I'm trying to name names that you would recognize.
Still wrestling? Like Cena and...
No. So Cena is now on like a very, like, very, very part-time basis. He'll come around maybe once a year, if that. He's not full-time at all. He makes special appearances. Yeah, that's how old we are now.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan. He beat him and Edge at the same time. It was a triple threat. He made my man. Listen, Roman is the type of dude where when he says something, he's gonna fucking do it. You understand? He said, "I'ma smash him, stack him, and pin him." And guess what the fuck happened? He fucked them both up. He stacked them. He literally laid, I forget who was on the bottom and then Edge on top. And he pinned them both at the same time. And this was like a few WrestleManias ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a t-shirt off that shit. And I fucking missed out. Didn't get that one. That's all right. I have like all the other ones. But my point is that the bigger and grander story is that Roman has been the guy. He is his own Mount Rushmore. It's like people talk about The Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Johnson. No. They can all be there, but Roman's up there.
Mm.
Because he's doing shit no one else is doing. He is making money for the company. He's putting wrestling on the map, making that shit like OD cool. People that don't watch wrestling know who the fuck Roman. You knew who he was.
I mean,
Jared knew who he was. When I asked you guys the last episode, I said, okay, I know you guys don't watch this shit, but who do you think should win and why? And even, yo, when Jared said Tribal Chief.
We remembered him from, like, when, like, what? Did they show up when, like, Randy and Triple H was actually still, like, wrestling type shit? Like, when they were fresh?
Holy shit, you remember that?
Yeah.
You remember them within the Shield?
Yeah.
That's OD. Your memory is fucking crazy sometimes. Things I don't think you would remember, you remember. But yes, Roman, when he was with Seth and Dean Ambrose in the Shield, they fought Evolution.
Yeah, right. So
That's crazy. How do you remember that shit? That's fucking OD. But yeah, so long story short, like, he's been on a tear. And, like, the grander story is that he was essentially supposed to be undefeated for all these years. He was supposed to beat hella records because he's like the third most longest reigning champion in the history of history. Like, the second and third place dudes, at this point, I don't think those records are ever going to get beaten. Hulk Hogan, at number two, he held that shit for like 1,400-something days. For 1,447.
Who's the first?
This other guy.
I was about to say Goldberg.
No. Definitely not no Goldberg. Goldberg was undefeated in WCW, but that's different. That not as champion or whatever. But Bruno Sammartino, I think his name is. Man's had it for like an ungodly amount of time. Like for Roman to beat his record, he would have had to hold the belt for like another 3-ish years.
Bro,
I would have been cool with it. Don't get me wrong. Because if you're a guy that's constantly putting asses in seats, selling tickets, selling merch, he's all the stats. You're a stat guy.
Mm.
My man, all the metrics, all the points.
So they just build a story around the person who just brings the attention.
Yeah, right.
So that's the champion.
Right.
So Hulk Hogan is
yeah, like
that's why they sold tickets.
And he literally, well, but that's a different time, you know. Like this was back.
But that's what I'm saying. So like, go back to the first dude. There was nobody else that could take his ass up.
Is exactly
that was entertaining.
Different time, right? And now wrestling is at a whole new level. They got deals, you know, Raw and shit. They're gonna be on Netflix in 2025.
If WWE like was more like real without the story, that belt would probably be flipping like so hard.
Well, I mean,
realistically,
to be fair, there's moments that where that has happened, but if you're trying to increase the interest, the magic that wrestling provides is that you're watching not dudes and girls like just wrestle. Like, yeah, that's obviously what you're there to see, good wrestling matches, but the thing that WWE does the best is they add aura, they add energy, they add emotion with these storylines. Mm. and some are better than others. Some are shit, not gonna lie, right? But you gotta understand, pandemic, right? Pandemic happens, 2020. Roman leaves, because guess what? What makes him even more OD than what he is right now? Did you know he has leukemia?
No.
He has it. It's currently, like, in recession, so he's able to take oral medication to, like, keep it, like, you know, and he's able to still work and perform and to stay in the fucking physical shape that he's still in, right?
What's the side effects of that shit? Or, like, the...
That's basically cancer.
Okay.
Yeah. So he... So when the pandemic hit, he said, I'm going home because I'm not trying to die, essentially, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes home, but then, you know, it's the pandemic. Wrestling, they're still trying to put shows on, but they can't have no crowds. So they're basically doing productions in what they called the Thunderdome. And it was a very dark time for all wrestling companies, even the biggest one, WWE, because how the hell are they going to be making any money during this time? How are they going to keep people's interest during this time? So it was up to basically somebody to come essentially save and bring us through until the end of this pandemic, right? So in the documentary, because Roman has like two docs, in one of them he goes, if I'm going to come back, I'm going to do it my way. And this whole bullshit character that they tried to have him be like this super baby face, like a good guy, like John Cena, doesn't work. He wanted to come back and get shit done the way it would work. And you know how that is? Come back, don't give a fuck about not one person, and just literally show up and fuck him up and leave, right? He came out of nowhere. It was like 8 months later. He surprised everybody. He fucked up Braun Strowman. He fucked up Bray Wyatt. And literally, like, his second night back, he won the Universal title in a t-shirt. He was not fucking around. And that was the start. And ever since then, he was just building that shit up. He started the Bloodline. He started elevating anybody that would be in his radius. Anyone that ever had a match with him, he would elevate. Because guess what? He made people care. He made people want to fucking tune in and watch. He started with his family, Jey Uso. He whooped his ass, but that was a part of the buildup of this Bloodline, their big faction. Then later on, he gets Jimmy. Then he gets Solo. Then even gets Sami Zayn. So over time, during this fucking pandemic, there's no fans. Mm-hmm. And people online still watching, still being like, every week on fucking SmackDown, you tuned in to see what the fuck the next part of the Bloodline saga was. Obviously, it's a 2-hour show, so they had other things going on with other superstars and shit like that, but you were paying attention to whatever the Bloodline was doing, to whatever Roman Reigns was doing. And he carried, still selling merch, still fucking ratings is going up. Then by the time pandemic's over, people are back in seats, the fucking show's sold out. Why? Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. You understand? So this guy, again, the greatest of all time. Not because of what he can do in the ring, because he's a great athlete. He used to play football. So he could go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got great conditioning. He's out here. And he's putting on all these killer main events after main events. The drama, the psychology, all this shit. People that don't even fucking care about wrestling, they watch for him. And guess what? I said this to Crystal. I said, if Cody wins, which will probably happen because it's now his time, because he lost last year. Because guess what? Oh, Roman beat him already, right? So he has a long list of people that he beat. The bigger story was that the last person was The Rock. And Roman doing what he was doing was so OD that it even got the interest of The Rock to come back to be a part of this big-ass story. And that's what we were supposed to get. And you know what fucking happened? The Cody Crybaby to finish the story. They wanted him to finish this fucking stupid ass story. And I'm like, bro, Roman's story has been going on way before Cody even came back to WWE.
I feel like there's probably better characters than Cody to take.
Let me get there. So this guy, I told Crystal, I said, he's a super baby face, which is like super good guy, right? These characters, they go stale fast. It's like fucking crackers in the closet. They're gonna go stale fast. And guess what? So far, I don't even feel like it's been a full month yet he's been champion.
Yeah.
So far, he's cutting the same promos. He's coming out and being like, yup, I used to be in the line, but now the line's for me. It's like, I'm gonna go through all these people, da da da. Shit's fucking lame already. And tell me how, of course, Roman lost, so he's not on TV right now. He's taking his well-deserved fucking break.
Mm.
Right? Tell me how Cody's the new champion. Oh, he finished the story, right? How is it that Roman, 2 days after he lost, he put out a TikTok of him walking on a treadmill, getting ready? The caption stated, he said, yesterday was for mourning. Today is day fucking one. Come on. This guy is OD. Tell me how that 6-second video got more traction, more engagement, more people fucking just giving half of a shit than Cody doing what he's doing on TV.
Two different fucking characters.
And now, so far it's been like what? Like 2, 3, 4, so however many weeks, no Roman, right? The people want him back already. And the bloodline's still going. There's an interesting story being told there. One of his cousins, who's basically like the new Umaga. Remember Umaga? The fucking Samoan bulldozer?
Yeah, probably.
So he's trying to basically fill the shoes of Roman. He's trying to be the head of the table. He's trying to be the tribal chief. He's basically taking over. He recruited more Samoans to the fucking bloodline. He took, like, it's OD. Paul Heyman shitting himself. He doesn't know what to do. He's scared as fuck. And the second Paul Heyman was trying to say to, like, be like, oh, like, I'm the wise man of, but he didn't want to piss off Solo. Everyone knows he's the wise man of Roman Reigns. The crowd. Tell me why the crowd says, we want Roman. There's never been a we want Roman chant ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Biffy.
So, yes, I can relate to your pain.
That was a long
day. That was a fucking long. Yeah, that was long. I could definitely relate because I was down in the dumps. It just sucks. It's very depressing because it's just like, you know, you want the Lakers to win the playoffs. I wanted Roman to stay.
I just wanted him to win game two. We still got more to go. God,
yeah, it's like a thing by thing, right? So yeah, before I read some of these comments, is there anything else that you wanted to like bring up? Is there any other? Is there any shows you're watching? Anything that's interesting that you got going on outside of Laker Nation?
Let me see. I mean, besides what My Hero and Juju.
You're talking about Kaiju. You mean Kaiju?
Yeah, Kaiju. Yeah. No. Besides My Hero, what, season 7? I think.
Uh huh.
Something like that. Yeah. Right now they're just setting up. I think I told you that before.
But oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like setup episodes, like almost like flashbacks a little bit.
Oh, I know. How about we obviously the both of us at this point in time, Solo Leveling's done. We finished it.
Solo Leveling.
So I guess let me ask you this: out of 10, how would you rate Solo Leveling?
I'll give it like a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a 10.
That's mad generous of you.
It's not a 10 because the first 3 episodes were too slow.
That's still crazy to me.
Whole point, Ducky.
You don't be rating shit high. I get accused of rating everything high.
Because you do.
Listen, I accurately, I have a fucking system. Just like you with your, oh, I know how to.
So what was Fantastic Four's system?
You really want to bring that up? You really want to do this right now? I'll go there again.
No, just...
Yeah. 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 Fucking want to go there again. Let me tell you something. Okay? My rating system is fine. It's just as viable as you trying to find something new to watch.
Mine's easy.
Exactly. Mine's easy too. If you give me a godlike movie, it's godlike.
But it's got to be accurate.
It's accurate. It is accurate. Just like you. Listen, if we were to go off of all your recommendations, yeah, we'd be watching fucking isekais for the rest of our fucking lives.
What do you
okay?
mean?
Oh, you mean? God. Yeah, no. I don't want to hear it.
I find some fire shit, man.
Ben.
Majority of the time. 9 out of 10 times, I find some crazy shit.
Yeah? 9 out of 10 times?
9 out of 10.
Okay. I thought you were going to rate it at least like an 8. Like a solid 8, maybe even a 7.5.
Nah, 7's too low for that shit.
I'm very surprised.
Because, yo, I mean, considering the story.
Yeah.
The animation. I mean, soundtracks are cool. I think, yeah. Character development, you know, especially with the main character, man's.
Sung Jin Woo.
Yeah, like, I like what they're doing there. And, like, every episode gets increasingly better and more
after the first,
after
like,
the first
three. Yeah.
And that's why I'd give it a 9. Because it's, like, out of everything, because anime is in seasons.
Correct.
So, like, it destroyed every other anime that was probably out there, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Like, in its season.
Yeah.
And it's still, I would argue, at least a top 5 right now. Like,
okay.
Like, it's with Bleach. It's with My Hero. It's with Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah.
So you're
I'm putting it up there.
You're
bro.
Rating Solo Leveling as a top 5 overall anime.
Right now. Like, with what's out. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, with what is continuing slash out?
Okay.
Top 5. Not like...
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
See, okay. Solo Leveling, for me, was very good. I enjoyed it after it stopped being so damn slow. Because I'm all about my first impressions. Well, and that first impression was very weak. It was just not even there.
But you didn't catch up.
Solo Leveling?
Wait, you finished it? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
wait, what do you mean it slowed down?
No, but... I just said that it was slow in the beginning.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was slow in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it picked up. It started getting interesting. And, like, I do, just like you, I do like where the story is going. However, I feel like when you think back to the finale, like the last episode, I felt like more was supposed to happen. And they're saving it for, like, the next season.
I mean, they gotta save some.
I mean, sure. But, like, I don't know. The way, the execution was just a little weird to me. So, like, but, and then the other thing.
I mean, shit, I wanted more too,
but
these motherfuckers were gonna end it.
Do you remember how they low-key were, like, introducing, like, other characters? Like, they mentioned and, like, kind of in spurts showed, like, other, like, high-rank characters
they did that
and
more
passing
in the beginning kind of
yeah
but I mean but that's the show there's gonna be more characters and character development probably within the next season
yeah so it's like it was very strange that they wanted to tease all these other high rank characters but yet you never see them do anything
not yet
but like
they're just think about it we probably can't see them yet because our guy is building up his shit so in order to compare him to them he needs to be up there and be getting through those mission johns
yo and well and that and that's the other thing that's definitely keeping the intrigue up
the
is
dungeons.
That is
yeah, yeah.
Is that he is clearly being watched and someone is manipulating entire like path.
Mm-hmm.
And giving him, like, putting him in all these situations where it's like he doesn't have a choice to, like, just slack off. Like, a mission will show up. He'll be like, hey, accept this. And then another pop-up. If you don't accept it, well, you're fucking dead. You know, like, basically, like, some shit like that. So, like, that sometimes. Part is interesting. I love how he is, like, becoming more broken and more broken and more broken, but...
I mean, there might come a time where he gets access to a certain power-up or some shit like that. Maybe one that he's not supposed to get, that the system's giving him, that the system doesn't even know that is giving him, to find out who it is.
Yo, you all right, so let me ask you this, then. This is, like, a future-sighted question. But do you think that at the end of all of this, like, at the very end of the show, it's going to just end up being him versus whoever's, like, fucking trying to help him?
Trying to help him? Like, find out who's behind him?
Yeah, like, I feel like because of how the story is, it's just going to reach a point where people are going to catch on that he is, like,
this guy,
especially being like, he's basically being like assisted in becoming
a god.
So then it's just like, okay, well then who's the game master? You know what I'm saying? Because there's someone manipulating the strings behind the scenes.
I mean, honestly, it's that one hidden dungeon.
That has a key, the first one
that has a key factor into probably who's even behind it potentially, because
right.
That statue, like, yeah. The main demon-ass statue, god yeah. statue, yeah. Like, that's Big Boss. So, like,
yes.
Until we see that again, you know, we don't know where the story is probably going to go. I mean, people who have read it, obviously. Know.
Yeah, so don't spoil it, please. Don't be that guy. But
I ain't reading shit.
That's crazy because Jared's one of those people who read it already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, shout out to Soul Leveling.
I think that's a top five right now. That shit's whipped.
Yeah, if you want to throw it in with whatever's currently releasing, then yeah, sure, I can see that being a top five.
It's like, yeah, no, it's easy. It's what? Demon Slayer, My Hero, Bleach.
Oh yeah, that shit's supposed to be coming soon. The core three.
What the fuck was the other one? Motherfucker.
Did you ever check out Windbreaker yet?
I did. I mean, I watched like 2 episodes. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know to like completely think about it. There's like, I mean, there's no power ups, I don't think, in that one.
I don't think so.
Like straight,
it's raw
like
hands.
High school hands type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but isn't that almost kind of like that one show you watched, Kenichi? Isn't that just.
That was fire, bro. That was like straight up like karate ninjutsu shit.
Okay. Well, I don't know how this is gonna. I don't know how Windbreaker is gonna.
Was fire. I would watch that shit again.
I've never seen it.
When I watched that shit, I watched that at least like 3 times.
Damn.
That shit was like 50 something episodes.
I miss those days.
It was fire, bro.
I miss the days where you had so much time you could literally watch a fucking show all over again.
You've been the only person
that has done that I actually know in person. Because I have
bro,
Akami never.
Gonna kill.
You saw Soul Eater like 3 times.
Yeah. And I'm still depressed that they haven't came out. Like, they ended it shit.
I told you that the creator of Soul Eater made Fire Force.
Yeah, you did say that.
And they're within the same universe, apparently.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, same universe. They ain't even gonna cross over. They ain't gonna cross over. Same universe. Fuck.
Hey, man. It is what it is.
I've never caught back up with Fire Force after the first
neither.
I don't know what happened. It felt like it fell off.
I fell off after like episode 4, season 2.
Yeah, like I don't know what the fuck I was watching. It was the same thing with Blue Exorcist.
Yeah.
Season 1 was fire. Season 2, I don't know what the fuck happened. I couldn't watch it.
I don't know. Yo, one of these days I gotta tell Roxo to come over so he could be on here again. He would love to talk to you about Blue Exorcist.
See ya. I mean, yo, season 1 was addicting. Like that was a great season 1. Season 2. I don't know what they did, but...
Oh, no, but that's the thing.
I lost my interest.
He'll probably tell you that, too. He'll be like, don't fucking watch season 2. Like, he'll get hella hype.
I mean, if I don't gotta watch season 2 and there's season 3 or something, then I'll take a look at it.
I think, intentionally, season 2 was supposed to be, like, some sort of, like...
It feels like season 2 is supposed to be season 1.
Exactly.
Because, literally, where they leave off and at the end of season 1 is, like, where they leave... Or start season 2.
Yeah.
Which is weird as shit. Like, I already watched it. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Filler shit.
There's hella shit that I need to go back to the last thing that I was watching was freaking Windbreaker.
There are some other animes I'm peeping.
But I mean, as of right now, Kaiju number 8.
Oh yeah, Kaiju.
Make sure y'all Kaiju. Checking out the reactions for that on the main channel.
I'll put that in the 5 alongside.
Yo, right here. I'm telling
you. And I'm only on episode 2.
I'm telling you, Kaiju number 8. And people misconstrued what I meant when I said this previously. Kaiju number 8 is here to fill the hole that Attack on Titan left us with. Because, as you know, they're not the same. That's not what I'm saying. But they have similarities in the whole idea of having these big type of monsters and all that type of shit.
And they go for the humans.
And exactly, right? So it's like, it's a survival kind of show where it's like, if the humans don't fight against these titans, these kaiju, then the fate of humanity is at stake. That is what I meant. They're not the same, but they share similar themes. And so because this show is now here, I've been trying to explain to people that this is going to be not only just the next big hit, but it is going to fill that hole that Attack on Titan left us with. And, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not exactly the same.
Attack on Titan's a different hole, bro. Listen. Side question.
Okay, yes.
Have you heard of Hitori no Shita?
Hitori no Shita. No.
I think it's new.
Did it just come out? How many episodes is it?
I mean, there's 12 episodes, but it's in top picks.
Can I see it? Let me see.
I mean, the description seems not too shabby.
Oh, I've seen this.
I haven't seen
this poster.
Apparently, it has a zombie feel to it, but there might be a little bit more.
So let me hold on. It says the protagonist Cho Sodan leads a very common college student's life until he finds himself caught up in the terrible incident that happened in a small village.
Fire.
Okay. As he was walking through a graveyard, Cho Sodan is assaulted by zombies.
Bet.
Okay. Thinking that it was over for him, a mysterious girl carrying a sword suddenly saves him and disappears.
Instant. Type shit.
This strange encounter is going to change drastically the fate of our hero.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2 seasons of this.
Oh.
Yeah, if you hit the more details, there's 2 seasons and there's a total of 37 episodes. So it looks like this is a done deal.
Oh, man.
That's funny. You know what else had 37 episodes?
So, yeah, it probably is done. What?
You want to remember what else had 37 episodes?
Was this recent?
No. It's one of the best animes of all time, easily, and you can agree with me on this 100%.
What is
Death Note?
Yo, I thought it was only 37. That shit didn't feel like 37.
Yeah, nah, it didn't. That's pretty much all the time that we have left for this one. Hopefully, guys, next week we will be back with our boy IQ, not so little Ooch, so that he can join us for episode 145, and I'm sure he'll have a lot to catch us up on, because you know it'll be like a whole month since he's been on here. Outside of that, I will say this one last thing, is that Crystal and I have been going to the movies every Monday to see the Spider-Man re-releases. So shout out to our man Spider-Man. You know, I had to plug Marvel for a second.
Is the 8 shit up yet? On the wall? On the theaters? 8 movie? Kingdom of Apes? Is there?
Why did you ask it like that? Is the 8 shit up on the wall? Like, what? I have known you since you were born, so, like, I know how to translate what you say, but what the fuck? The 8 shit on the wall. So, translation, are the Planet of the Apes posters,
yeah,
is the promotional art on the fucking
on the walls?
Yes, and they've been there. Yes, there's actually, matter of fact, I think I took a picture.
Can I get tickets yet?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, we're gonna have to get that going very soon. But yeah, I wanna show you this. Yeah, look. Yeah, they got the whole display at AMC.
May 10th.
Yeah. Yep. So that's gonna. So you're hyped to see that one.
Yeah.
Oh yes. So I bring up the Spider-Man thing because this is it's Columbia Pictures' 100th anniversary. So to celebrate for this limited time, and this is like a one and done thing. Like it's one day, one time only. It's not like you can go see it at your convenience. Every Monday, 7 o'clock, AMC theaters or other participating theaters, right? Mm-hmm. They started with the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 1. Right now, by the time this comes out, there's only been the first two movies that they showed. Spider-Man 3 is coming up next. Then it's going to be Amazing Spider-Man 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
That's kind of cool.
Exactly.
That's some new shit the theaters
exactly.
are doing.
Exactly. So here's the crazy part, right?
But realistically... You're asking fucking stay home and watch that shit.
Yes, sure. But like, okay, but that's not the point. The point is the experience of seeing it in theaters again. Because think about it. Think about the last time your ass saw the original Spider-Man movies when we were kids in theaters. It's been well over 20 years. A little less than 20 years. But you get what I mean. The fact that they're there, right? So here's the really cool part is that like a lot of these showings, mad people are showing up.
Yeah.
Mad people are pulling up. And like if they're making money.
I mean
on re-releases of Spider-Man movies.
That's kinda weird how they're doing that on Mondays though.
It's
like Monday. Like they could do it on a Saturday.
But the fact of the matter is that it's like a Monday at 7 o'clock. And they're showing every Spider-Man movie every week.
That's gym time.
That's why you fucking go before or after.
No can do. I got work.
So do I.
5:15. Gym time, 5:30.
Okay, we're moving. All right. If you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, you're trying to sponsor, make sure you're hitting us up over on the Patreon page, Full Power Podcast, today. Yeah. All right. Are you ready for these names?
Yeah.
You ready to be my hype guy? All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Okay, okay, okay. Deontay Sheridan.
Deontay.
Anthony Parker.
Anthony Parker. That
Crystal.
Crystal.
Dante TX.
Fuck it.
Jerick Rivera.
Jerick.
Lord Payne.
Pen in these nuts.
Mr. Back again once again.
Back again once again.
Odd Man Out.
Never cut that nigga.
Philly Handball.
Smack that bitch.
Real Zaka Kim Pajita.
Show the you can.
Soul Awakens.
Wake your ass up.
Super Saiyajin SAWFT with the soul. Thank you.
Soul.
Travis Boyette.
Boycotting.
Vegeta Uchiha.
Vegeta Uchiha. Nigga.
And worse than the demon.
Bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But there's one more. He's the only one. Land of the Rising Sun. He's our fucking boy. His name is Juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
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 Juice. Yeah! Hit him up. And as always, guys, if you want to hear your name shout out at the end of these episodes, you want to hear them rapped, you want to support, you want to get us more fucking figures for this set, you want to get us a better computer so there's no frame skips, Full Power Podcast over on the Patreon page. That's Full Power Podcast on the Patreon page. Comment, question, concern, business inquiry, or fan art you're trying to sponsor, hit us up, fullpowerpod@gmail.com. That's fullpowerpod gmail.com. Don't worry, I won't make you sing.
Roger.
Okay. But you know what you have to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Abata itara.
Yeah.
Modore nai to ite.
Bitch, nigga.
Atashita no wa.
Bitch.
Aoi, aoi, ano sora. Hit us up on that motherfucking bluebird. On Twitter.
Yeah.
At Full Power Pod and Fuck X. We still say Twitter around these parts. So, what do you have left for the people at home?
Stay fresh, stay clean, get yourself a nice fucking cologne. Stinky knees.
Damn.
2-3 sprays minimum. Showered and balls.
Why are you adding more to your shit?
Sometimes you gotta switch it up a bit.
Oh, I thought you were about to hit him with the let him know, never know your next move. Oh my god.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, actually. All right. Well, thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys tune in next week for the next episode. IQ hopefully will join us back again once again. Let us know what you guys want to hear us talk about in the next one. And as always, it's been your boy, Ooch, the Iceman, brother Ooch. And shout outs to all y'all. And we'll see y'all. Next time. One more time. See ya. Bye. Yo, guess what I actually had the other day with Crystal?
What food?
Shout out to this cheese head.